Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Jake, you're a freaking nutcase.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Sorry, lost my voice there. Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations and other fields, also a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today. Once again, thanks to Marty, your brother, for joining us. A lot of good response from that, by the way, from the Breakers. You want to hear some response?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sanderson.
Sandy.
Says, I don't have a mailbag question, but if that does not become a monthly segment on the show, I will be disappointed.
Ooh.
Well done, Marty.
I think Marty would be amenable to that. Nels in Montana.
What'd he say?
Nels. He says, bro, please tell your brother the next time he comes to Montana that I would love to buy him dinner. I will tell him, Nels.
I think Marty would take you up on that.
Yeah, Marty.
Thank you, Nels.
Yeah, I don't know what he was doing in Montana. He had like a month long. He was in Canada. He was in Montana. He was in Colorado. I don't know exactly what was going on, but yeah, but thank you.
Ozark Brandon says there won't be a better radio segment in the country than that today. Well done. Incredible stuff. Long live the Sipple brothers. Wow. Thank you, Ozark Brandon.
It was funny because I think Marty was more prepared for a serious segment.
No shit.
He had his talking points.
He did. Yeah.
He wanted to talk Bama FSU.
Bill wanted to know more about, you know, the tennis championship, which is great. It was fantastic.
I want to know more about it.
Didn't know his middle name. We vaguely know of his son named Bennett.
I know his son very
Your
well.
Your nephew?
I've had time with Bennett. But yeah, Bennett's going to be at the Horseshoe. That'll be fun.
We have some questions also. Two people in a row said, did Marty and Steve ever box at all?
No, Marty was not a boxer. It was Adam and I.
Okay.
My younger brother and I were boxers. Marty was never... He never did that. He was a tennis player. He was a basketball player. He did play some Legion baseball, although he was cut. That's a story we don't want to get into with Marty.
Well, he might have some thoughts on that, though.
He might.
Take us back in time, Marty, when he got cut.
Yeah, he was. It was controversial. But anyway, yeah, thank you, Marty, for joining us.
Kent says Sip's brother is just Sip being a ventriloquist. Same voice. I don't know about that.
So?
A little different voice.
You think so?
A little different. Someone says he sounds like Will Ferrell's impression of Harry Carey.
It really struck me when I turned around and he was on the screen. There he was.
Well, that's what we do here. Thanks once again to Marty Sipple for making an appearance. I think the general consensus is that he needs to come back on the show.
Maybe during the college football season, he can talk more. He follows sports very closely. Probably more closely than I
he
do.
He had notes. Frankly. He had notes for the game and everything.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, he was ready.
He knew the spread for the Alabama-Florida State, knew the defense was okay. The offense might have some issues.
Yeah, he'll be at the game. And here's the thing. I would characterize him as a Florida State fan, but he is a huge Husker fan. I mean, he hasn't lost that part at all. In fact, he probably would have liked a question about that, but that's fine.
Well, next time. Now we know we have something to shoot for next time.
Right.
Now, we used to do the mailbag on Wednesdays at 6:45, but Bill had to depart. He's got a speech this morning, so he had to leave the show early. We thank Bill for coming on for the first hour and a half.
Yes.
So, without further ado, let's fire up the bag. Ready? Let's go. The mailbag is always sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. You don't want to get hacked. Don't want to get hacked.
That was very aggressive.
Do a different version of that.
That was very aggressive.
I did a different version of that.
It was different. It's fine.
It's in all 93 counties of the state. 99.7% retention rate. They handle all things IT and cybersecurity. Get a free consultation today at AppliedConnective.com. To the mailbag, we had quite a few. Kelly starts us off. Kelly says, good morning, Stool. The Huskers football season opener always feels like my adult Christmas morning every year. So I'm pretty pumped about tomorrow.
Okay.
What would you say is the day of the year now that most resembles that feeling of Christmas morning from when you were a kid? You have a date.
Go ahead, Jake. Do you have one?
Well, I would say...
Do you have one? Do you legitimately have one?
Yeah, I do. Excuse me. The Dolphin season opener is that, but I always normally get let down, though. I'm always pessimistic for the season, but you still have to get excited for opening day of like, to me it's not opening day of MLB. I love that I'm not a major league massive fan. I love baseball, but I love the Miami Dolphins. They let me down my entire life. Mm-hmm. But I love week one NFL Sunday. That's my Christmas morning.
Yeah, I would say
you don't love NFL as much as me. I could sit down, I could watch games from noon until midnight and be happy as hell.
Really?
Yeah. Week one NFL,
love it.
I eat it all up. I take it all in.
I wonder why that is. I mean, what is it? Just the whole production?
I just love professional football.
I do too.
I love the NFL. It's consistent. They don't add new teams. It's been a long time since they had a team. You know the product. They change up a couple rules here and there, but it's always reliable. It's always good.
Yeah, it is, because they're the best players in the world. It's like this sort of natural, it's evolved very organically and naturally, but I've started to follow baseball. It's very odd. I know you find that very odd, but I have it on all the time. I like watching the MLB Network. I'm getting to know the guys on there.
Which is, to me, is just fascinating.
I watched the Padres-Dodgers on Sunday. Watched it. I mean, watched the game. I like watching the games. And it's... The way it ties into your NFL fandom is this. I'm amazed by how good the players are. It blows me away watching a baseball game, how well they play it. And baseball's so hard. And here's the thing. Oh, yeah, I can say this. This is sports. The one thing on these televised games now that's helped so much, Jake, and I don't know if you would know this or not, but they have a rectangle set up, the TV does, on the strike zone. And every pitch, you know how fast it was.
That's not new.
It's awesome. I love that. I love watching pitcher, hitter, battle.
I like the fact you've been away from baseball so long that is eye-opening to you. It's been around for a
long time.
15, 20 years, maybe?
I love that
15
part.
Years.
I mean, you know what every pitch is. At least you know how fast it is.
I would say the other comparison besides NFL Week 1 would be day one of the Masters, maybe?
Yeah.
It's for me, Christmas morning to myself, that is magical.
I will tell you this. To answer the question, I don't have a Christmas morning like that. I don't. There's nothing I can really say that gives me that feeling. So it is what it is. It's fine.
Next up, let's go to John. Says, good morning. Do you have a favorite flavor of potato chip that you could just eat the entire bag
yes.
of?
I do.
I just put a hurting right now in a bag of barbecue potato chips. Says John in Southeast Lincoln.
Yeah, I do. Ruffles is me and Bill, we talked about it the other day on the show. A bag of Ruffles is trouble for me. I can't even get them. Just the Ridge Ruffles, and it's in a white and blue bag.
I have a weird problem with just regular tortilla chips.
Yeah,
I can't.
I got it.
It's like with those or the pretzel crisp, like the skinny pretzel things. Oh, I can eat it's a blue bag. I can eat the whole bag and not know I was doing it.
So those are two distinctly different items.
They are.
The skinny pretzels.
The pretzel crisps and any tortilla chip. I'm talking Tostitos, Costco brand, whatever. I'll destroy them all. If it's got salt on it, I'm going to eat the whole bag.
I got you. There you go. Those are good.
That's John. Next up. Mailbag from Michael. Says, good morning from the plains of Oklahoma.
Wow, the plains of Oklahoma. This is Michael that used to live in Hawaii.
That's right. Says yesterday's pop culture news, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce getting engaged, produced a new meme template. Do you have a favorite meme or Nebraska meme you see on social media at all?
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I like, this is going to sound weird, Aubrey Plaza memes are funny to me.
Yeah.
Like she has an oh damn one that I used to use and I can't find. Do you remember when I used to use that all
yes.
the time?
Well, yeah, you sent it a lot.
Too much?
No.
Aubrey Plaza.
You haven't sent it for a while, so it's okay.
Well, I can't find it. Like it's, I don't know if it went off the grid or what. But she had an oh damn one. I use that one. I like Aubrey Plaza memes.
There, I forget who it is, but there's a meme of a guy like kind of bobbing his head like he's feeling the music. So sometimes they'll post some sort of horrendous edition of a song out there, like or someone's karaoke gets bad, and you see someone post that like I'm vibing it, I'm jamming, and it makes me laugh.
Those are fun. That's funny. Now I gotta point out something. We don't use memes in our text chain. Why is that? Nobody
does. We use a couple.
Not very often.
Bill doesn't do
the
memes.
No, he doesn't do memes.
Yeah.
He doesn't respond to memes.
You and I would do a meme once in a while in our separate chat, but Bill does not do. He just screenshots from Facebook usually.
Yeah, he doesn't react to memes.
Which is not always a meme.
He doesn't react to memes? No, he doesn't. And he doesn't use memes.
We need to address that with him probably tomorrow and say, hey, you know, what's the deal? You don't deal with memes at all.
I like them. I like them.
Next up. Last one we'll get to. This is from Anthony in Sabetha, Kansas. Says, good morning, Jake Sip and Mr. Ambassador, Bill. Who's
yeah, he's the ambassador.
Conference. He's back tomorrow. I always enjoy seeing Der Wienerschlinger slinging Fairbury hot dogs at home football games into the crowd. What other tasty food items would you like to see shot up into the fans?
Somehow, if you could... that's a great question, and I have an answer. If you could shoot up soft pretzels somehow.
How do you do that? It'd just explode, wouldn't it?
No, I don't know. Not if they're wrapped properly. Right?
How do you wrap a pretzel?
I don't. That's not my problem.
You're saying in a perfect world, you would shoot the hot pretzel, the soft
but
pretzel.
But I love the Wienerschlinger, too.
Yes.
I do. I love it. Although, I wonder if you've ever noticed this. It gets me 2 or 3 times a game at Memorial Stadium where I think it's a flag. I think there's a flag thrown on a play. You ever notice that in the press box?
I've been distracted by that. I can see for you. I can see because it's coming usually right at you. Like if I'm in like usually North Stadium, if I sit in the seats, and I don't think it's a, I don't get the flag distraction like you do.
Yeah, and I'm not the only one. I've heard other sports writers comment.
I think the easy one is can you fire runs into the stands, or is that just too not compact enough? It would just get destroyed.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could.
I don't know if you
could
do that.
That's a smart one. You think about, you can't send a box of pizza to Faust in the stadium. That might kill somebody. It's a sharp pointed end.
Well, I mean, you could send like a Snickers bar up there, right? Probably hurt somebody.
It'd be melted when it comes down.
No, it wouldn't be melted. It'd just probably hurt somebody.
It would hurt. Yeah, you can't.
It's like a
missile. Wonder if anybody's ever been hurt by a hot dog coming down. Like, just weren't paying attention.
I don't think a hot dog would hurt.
It shouldn't hurt you.
Yeah. I don't think a hot dog would hurt.
Like, how about like a pretzel stick? Like
not, okay.
I can go with that. So that wrap up like a hot dog, that works perfectly. But if it's like the rounded, you know, typical pretzel, that's hard to.
I've never seen a soft pretzel stick. Have you?
Yes, it's a common appetizer at a lot of restaurants. Pretzel bites, pretzel sticks. I've had it before. I think Brewskis might have some.
A soft pretzel stick.
Yes.
Really?
Yep. Check the menu at Wings. They might have it at Wings and Rings, for crying out loud. You go there twice a week. It's on the starters page. Appetizer/starters.
Soft pretzel stick.
There's a chance they have them at Buffalo Wings and Rings.
I think it's almost astounding the things I miss in life. It's astounding.
You said it, not me.
It's astounding.
That is the mailbag, sponsored by Applied Connective Technologies. Check them out today at AppliedConnective.com for a free consultation. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. No lifeline for you, Sip, or the caller today. Our topic is Big Ten Athletic Directors. I will give you the AD's name. You tell me which of the 18 schools in the Big Ten that person's the AD of. Did you hear the topic?
One more time.
Big Ten ADs. I will tell you the person's name. You tell me what school.
Wow.
In the Big Ten.
Okay.
You have 18 options.
Okay, this
you really
is good.
Have 17 because you know Troy Dannon's at Nebraska. You got 17
right.
options.
This is fair.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Big Down Sip in trivia. Big Ten athletic directors are a topic today. Current ones, not previous ones. Currently,
yeah,
ADs.
It's a great topic.
You really have 17 options because everyone knows Nebraska's AD.
I'm surprised. Got it. I'm surprised we've never done this.
We may have years ago when it was maybe different ADs. I don't think we've done it with current ADs at all. David, how do you feel about Big Ten athletic directors today?
I'll be honest, not very good.
Well, good news for you is there's pretty much, you know, there's only 18 options in the Big Ten. So you should feel better than just doing all the conferences ADs. But first question goes to you, David. No lifeline for either you or Sip. What school, David, is Beth Goetz or Gates the AD of? G-O-E-T-Z. Let's go Beth Goetz on this one.
I think it's Getz.
Getz? I don't know. I've never talked to her before. Beth Goetz. 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 David, what school is Beth? Beth Goetz. I wish it was Goetz. It is probably Beth Goetz. 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3.
Iowa.
Iowa is correct. Got it.
That was a total guess.
Oh, that's.
Well, you have 17 options. It's a good guess.
Yeah, good job. And who's this caller?
That's David.
I'm vaguely aware that I'm on the radio right now. Hold on, David. Good job. I knew that one, so I'm really hurt that you got that as a guess.
Not Goetz.
Good Beth, thing I guessed that one. Then.
Beth Goetz.
Beth Goetz is a criminally bad.
Gray ham for you. Beth Goetz for me. Okay, one to one here on our
criminally bad pronunciation.
Fine. 1-0 lead. I'm sorry, Beth Goetz of Iowa.
Yes.
Sip, first question. What Big Ten school is Mike Bobinski the AD
of?
Oh,
Bobinski. Okay. Definitely have heard of him and have a pretty good idea where he's the AD.
Would you venture a guess then?
Yes. I wouldn't even call this a guess. Northwestern. Oh, God.
Seems like a guess to me. It's incorrect. Do you want that one, David, or not? Who is Mike Bobinski the AD of? You don't need to take
it. I'm not going to take it.
Okay. The answer was Purdue.
Oh.
He's Purdue's AD.
Oh. Okay.
This is for the win, David. Up 1-0. Last question. What Big Ten school is Scott Dolson the AD of?
Say the name one more time.
Scott Dolson with a D. Scott Dolson.
Dolson.
5 seconds.
Illinois.
Not correct. You don't have to take this.
And I'm not going to Jake Pass.
He is the Indiana AD.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yet this is for the tie.
Okay, so this
is down 1-0.
Gets me to overtime.
What Big Ten school is Josh Whitman the AD?
Oh, you got me one that I know. I just saw him in Las Vegas. He was one of the few ADs there. I don't even know that there was another AD there than Josh Whitman. He came with Brett Bielema as Illinois. Do you think I didn't know where Bielema
I'm just making
coached?
Sure you were getting it right.
Yeah, Illinois.
Now, yeah, the other day the caller did over-under. This is for you now, Sid.
Right.
And David will go over-under your number.
Great.
Chris McIntosh is the AD at Wisconsin.
Okay.
How old is Chris McIntosh?
Hey, McIntosh. Pretty young for an AD in the Big Ten, right? Pretty young, Jake?
I'm not going to give you any hints at all.
Maybe kind of surprisingly young. All right, I got to quit doing this because I could benefit the caller. I'm going to say 47.
Over, under, 47 years old for Chris McIntosh, David.
Under.
Sip nearly nailed it. He is 48 years old. So, David, we'll get you a bagel and a coffee. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Thank you, guys.
That's a victory for SIP. Another low-scoring game. I think that all three have been low-scoring so far this week.
We're 3-0.
You are 3-0. It has not been a pretty 3-0, but you know what? Who cares? 3-0 is 3-0.
Rudy, we're 3-0. I'd say that was pretty. I almost got it on the dot. I wonder when he turned
40. Defensive battle there. A little slugfest there.
Yeah. Well, Whitman. You got me Whitman, though.
I did. But you would have had Beth Getz / Ghost Note.
Beth Ghost! That is right
that
there
was
with Graham. It is. Come on. It is.
It looks like goats. Graham doesn't look like Graham. It's Graham. I guess it looks like it, but everyone knows like a Graham cracker.
Goats.
Beth Getz. I'm sorry, Beth. Hour three is next. Sean Callahan's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.